So, that if you made a nether, what's your nether? Rashi says, so kasha no darfik says, v'yeshchilis ben nether in the dovam. Nether is the yomarei olai. It's a chayv upon you, and if something happens to this korban, you have to bring another one. Nedava just means harezu. This korban is a nedava. If something happens to it, your potter, you don't have to bring another one. So there's a big difference between a nether or a nedava. So why does the potter start off with a nether and end off with a nedava? So potter means like this. Elo, the pshan, the potter is like this. In kemoshe nedato asisa yeh nether. If you bring this korban the way you made the nether, it means you made a nether to bring a korban oila. And you brought it with the right machshava to bring a korban oila. Very good. It remains a korban oila, and your yotzi yechayv. But v'yimloi, if you do not bring it l'shem an oila, you made a shinu machshava. You changed the machshava. You thought now l'shem a korban shlamim. So what happens to it now? Nedava yehay. You should know at the most it still remains a nedava. True, it's not a neder. It means you're not yotzi yechayv. You still have to bring another oila to the yotza, the neder that you made. But it still remains in the dova. It's in the dova of an oila. So now, for the dova, misharul eshnuyibo. Like in the dova, it's like a regular carbon. It's a nidvas oila. So pshita, you have no right now to change this carbon oila to another wrong machshava. To think again, to make this rik l'shem shlamim. Like the pasuk calls this carbon still in the dova. And the dova present is a kashra carbon. The only thing that's wrong with it is that the owner does not receive his kapara. He's not yot, his nether, his chayv, he'll have to bring another one. But the korban itself is a kashra korban. Now, omalei ravina rapop, ravina set rapop, listen. Loheves gaborn v'urto. You were not by us last night, bitchuma, in the tchum, some last night means Friday night on Shabbos, you were not in the tchum of Bechomecha in this city. Titzi, you were not in the base of Medrash last night where I was. I don't blame you, it was Friday night, you were out of the tchum, you couldn't come, but over there you missed something. You missed what was learned in the base of Medrash. Because last night, the Rami Rava Milim Al Yisrael, Rav himself asked through a few good questions, Adadi. Rami means less than throw. He threw questions one against the other, to Shonilu, and Rav himself gave answers. Now, they asked, oh, okay, we weren't there, but at least tell us. Don't get us, leave us blank. Let us hear. My Milim Al Yisrael, what were these good words that Rav said? Tanan, Rava asked the steer like this. It says now first Mishnah, Kol hazvochim shenizvuchu shver lishmon. All korbonos, excluding a chatas and a pesach. Now the shechita was done l'shem another korban. It says it's ksherim. Only all the bottom l'shem chayva. That the owner does not have his chayv. Now the diik is taimo, the shler lishmon. Even this much, why does the owner not have his chayv? Only because the shechita was done shler lishmon. It was done l'shem another korban. So you shechted this oila l'shem shlamim. Hostama, let's say when the person made the shechita, he did not have in mind the korban oila, but he did not have in mind anything else. It was just a blank machshava, stama, blank. He didn't think anyway. Mashma then olu nami l'bailim l'shem chayva. Then it's 100% okay that the owner would be yotz his neder. So what do you see? Alma, what do we see from our Mishnah? And we'll tomorrow explain later where do we see from the Mishnah even. But Alma, what do you see? That stoma nami klishman dami. If you make a shechita on a korban blank without any machshava, it's also okay. It's only if you have the wrong machshava. If you think positively, l'shem another korban, that machshava passes this korban. But if you make the shechita, even the zrika, with a blank machshava stoma, still it's kosher. So I see stoma is called klishman. So I have a question. For a minute, I have a question. Aloha by gittin is not that way. By a divorce, it's kol haget. Any get that was not written for your wife is possible, even though she has the same name as the other person. You're not allowed to use this get. It has to be written law lishmo l'shem your wife. We'll soon see later where do we know what's the for the Mishnah in Gittin that minasam is possible by Gittin. But call upon that's the locha. Even if a person, a cipher, wants to have a few Gittin on hand, that in case somebody comes, we'll have them ready. He writes down Stam Rochel and he writes down the Yaakov Stam to be ready whoever wants to use them. And a person, Yaakov, and his wife is Rochel, comes, still it's possible, he's not allowed to use this get. Even though the get was not written for anybody else, but as long as he did not know these people, it's not called Mishmo. Minastam with a blank machshav is possible by Gittin. So the question is, why is Zvachim different than Gittin? Fishon and Rav answered, Zvachim by Kabonis, Bistam Lishmonimdim. Like, once you're makdish this carbon, what is this animal now? It became a carbon oila. So minastam, it's oimed to be brought for a korban oil. Everybody knows it's a korban oil. By itself, it's oimed. It's supposed to be brought for the korban oil. That's what it's standing for now. Therefore, whatever is done to it is considered done l'shem the korban oil. Unless you have a different machshava, beferish, you speak out another machshava. But if you do it with a blank machshava minastam, we say still it's automatically being done l'shem the oil. But Isha, regular wife, Bistoma Lavla Gershon Oimdin. She's married now. She's there to stay married with her husband. She's not Oimid to receive a get. Therefore, Minastam, when a Sefer writes a get, it's not called Stam Lishmo. Because Stam, a wife, at that time, was not Oimid to receive a get. They were married. Therefore, Minastam, by Git Gershon, is possible, because it has to be Lishmo. Mashenkin by Zvachim. Since Minastam, it's Oimid Lishem the Korbin. Therefore, whatever is done to it is considered being done l'shem a korban oil. Now, how do you know this? How did Rav know to ask this question altogether? Where are the diyukim? Uzvachim b'stam k'sher minon. How did Rav know to make the diyuk that by kavanas, even if you shecht it with a blank kavana, still it's kashu? Who told you? Maybe you have to have machshav l'shem oila. And if you have a blank machshav, maybe it's also possible. Or it's l'ol l'shem kaiva. You learn if you want to tell me how to tell it. The diyuk from our Mishnah. It says, Kol has vachem shenitzvah shtal lishmon. Mashmon shtal lishmon. V'loi ketoni, the Mishnah does not say clear loshin. V'loi nitzvah lishmon. It should have said anything that was not shechted lishmon. Then it would be mashmits only. Koshif was done lishmon. But blank would be loyolu. And the Mishnah says no. When is it loyolu only shalom lishmon? So that's mashmon. It would be the blank kavon. And the would be kosher. So Mar says no. That's no dig. You make the same dig by getting also. Gabe get nami yoktoni. We learned also Mishnah in Gittin like this. It says, Kol ha get, shenichtav shaloy l'shem isha posel. Any get that was written not for the sake of this wife is posel. So also it says, Mashmas only posel shaloy l'shmo. V'loy ketoni does not learn there an easy lotion of shaloy nichtav l'shem isha posel. It doesn't say, Stam, it was not written for this isha. So make the same deek by Gittin also that minastam should be kosher. Elamai, this deek is lavdavka. El rather diga that miho. And the Gemara later, it's none. Kate said later, the Gemara later, the Mishnah really in Psochim, that even the Shah Shchita, you could have two machshavis. You could do the Shchita Lishmo and Shle Lishmo. And so that's possible. So the Gemara later explains, Kate said, how does the Mishnah in Psochim mean Lishmon, Vishle Lishmon? You can make a Shchita, half of it you did Lishmon, Lishem Akorim Pesach, and half you did Shle Lishmon. That means Lishem Pesach, Vishas the Shchita, or any one of these Zalat Avoidis. At the beginning, you hadn't thought, yes, l'shmon, it should be for Korban Pesach, and then l'shem shlomim, you ended off, it should be a shlomim. So that's possible. But our kopon of the yiki is, what's considered shlomim l'shmon? Time of the yom l'shem Pesach for shlomim l'shlomim, or l'shem shlomim. That you said the favorite l'shem another korban, that makes up psalm. Hold l'shem Pesach ustoma. But if you would have started off the shchit l'shem Pesach, and ended off with a blank machshav, then it would be kosher. Why? Alma, we see stomach l'shmon dami. That was blank machshav, it's still kosher. It's only le'olu or posel when you have the favorites l'shem another korban. Where says no, me there's no diik. Dilma, shana yosem diyomar, koloisa dafri shayn huoisa. Since here he started off to do the beginning of the shit l'shem Pesach, then he ends off with a blank machshav, here it's kosher. Because maybe here we say it's continuing doing what he started with. But if the whole thing is done blank, maybe it'll be posel. So from here you have no proof. El diik should be rather misaifa. It says the opposite way is also possible. The other machshava shalom lishmon u lishmon, even though half of it was done lishmo l'shem Pesach, but since half was done l'shem shlomim, it's possible. What's the case? L'shem shlomim, the first half you made the shchit l'shem akorim shlomim u l'shem Pesach, then you ended up with the right machshava l'shem akorim Pesach. Here it's possible. Again, the diyuk is time to yom l'shem shlomim. Why does the first half possible it? Because you had a beferish machshava l'shem shlomim, and then l'shem Pesach. But mashmo stam, if you start off with a blank machshava, and then l'shem pesach, then you would think l'shem pesach would be kosher. You see, stam is kosher. Gemara says no. Again, here also here, no, it's not a good deal. Dilma, I say another svara. Shani yosam, there it's different. The yama we say yochiach soif yatchilosoi. The end proves the beginning. Since at the end you ended off with the right machshava of a korban pesach, so if you would have started off with a blank machshava, I would say really also you meant a korban pesach. Just you didn't get around to speak it out yet. Because usually it's machlokes, we all these machshavas has to be bedibur. You have to speak out these machshavas. So he didn't get around to speaking out yet. But since at the end he spoke out of Korban Pesach, at the beginning most probably also he meant the Korban Pesach. So that's why it's kosher over here. But maybe in a case where the whole avodah was done blank, maybe it'll be possible. In Amir else, maybe either. Like, either the Tony Lishmon, Mishle Lishmon, Tony Nami, Shle Lishmon, Lishmon. Since it says it the first way, I'd say the opposite way also. So from here, there would not be any Diyak. El around the Miho. The Diyak, Rabbi Diyakos, in the Gemara letter, that Mem Vav, it says like this. Here it speaks out, Lishem Shisha Dvar Mazevach Nisbach. Lechatchila, the Nisbah Lechiler is, when the Kayin or the Azar makes the Shchitam, he has to have six things in mind. L'shem Zevach, he's supposed to think about L'shem Zevach, he's thinking for this korban, what is supposed to be an oil or a shlomim. L'shem Zevach, L'shem the Bailim, the owner of it. L'shem Shem, do L'shem Hashem's name. L'shem Nishim, do L'shem burn it, and not on Manasseh roast it someplace else and just put it on top of the Mizbeach. It should be burnt completely on the Mizbeach. L'shem Reach, to have a good Reach, to smell. And L'shem Nichoyach, that you're doing Nachas Ruach, you're doing what Hashem wants. We'll see later on these six Machshavos. Then it says, V'achatis V'oshim L'shem Chet. You also have to Machshava for which Chet you did. Like you have to have a mind because the person ate blood or the person ate Chelev. He's also have the Machshava for what Chet was wrong. This is also like a Chila. Now, Omer Rav Yossi, here's what I did. Ask me, Shlohoye B'liv L'shem Achas. Even if you do not have any one of these six things in mind, Mikolelo Kosher. Still the carbon is kosher. You know why Rav Yossi says, She'tanai Bezinu. There was a special Tanai. Bezin made a special condition here that not to have this Machshava. Bezdin made a new takana when they bring the kabonis, bring it with a blank machshava. Do not think in these six things. So, asnu Bezdin to lelemu lishmoi. Bezdin made a new takana that the kohen or the zara that's making the shchita should not think about these six things. Why? Because if he starts thinking about the korban or about the owner, maybe you'll come to think the wrong korban or the wrong owner, and that will make a psul in the korban. Therefore, we're better off leaving it with a blank machshava. That's what the Gemara says later. Now, the thought about it, you're going to tell me and think that some apostle that by kochim, if you shech the korban oila stam without a machshava, it's possible the korban is possible. If so, kain will bezin a masne nusa the nisla bay. Can bezin come and make a new takono to shech the korban without a machshava that would make the korban possible? Pshita no. This is the proof that by kochim, someone is also kosher. Even with a blank machshava, as long as you don't think the wrong machshava, it's kosher. Therefore, Bezdin thought it's better off to make a takana not to have any machshava than rather having the wrong machshava. So he said, leave it with stomach. Since stomach is kosher, there's the proof that stomach is kosher. Now, if we got the get, the stomach is possum. How do you know by get, stomach is possum? You let me hold it now, no, you're over, but shook. Someone's going in the street. The shomer heard seifrim, a seifrim. Makrin reading out Ish Pliny Girish Pliny. No more complaining. He heard a cipher writing down a get that Yaakov is giving a get to his wife Rachel from L.A. So Yoma, this Yaakov sets himself. Now listen, Zeshemit is my name. Zeshemit is my wife's name, and I live here, and I want to give my wife a get. Gavaltik, I get a free get now. I'm going to go to cipher and buy it for 2 cents. I'm going to buy this get off him. So it says clearly, Posle Garish Boy, Posle to use. Why? Because it was written Stoma. It was not written to shame you and your wife. The Gemara says, no, Dilma, here's no proof. Dilma, here's Rav Papa. The Yom Rav Papa says, Hocha b'soifrim ho asuyin l'slamanesk. We're talking about Talmidim, about the training. They're only learning how to train themselves to write again. L'yichtav l'shem krisus klal. It had no machshav at all, l'shem krisus. It was not written l'shem garrison at all. He was only writing to practice how to get used to writing. Therefore, maybe it's possible. But maybe if he would write it l'shem gershom in Assam, maybe it would be kosher. So we have, we'll end up later, we'll bring a clear proof where we see, even in Assam also, it's possible by gershom. That was Rav Sira, and Rav answered that Sam kosher l'shmon, Sam gershom is l'shmon.